Regina, the long wait for the return of CFL football is finally over as the Saskatchewan Roughriders prepare to host the BC Lions in preseason action. Game time is set for 5 p.m. at Mosaic Stadium for the first of two preseason contests for the Roughriders prior to the start of the regular season. It is billed as Community Culture Night, with performances throughout the game night celebrating diversity. While there had been widespread predictions that it could be wet weather at the game and some weather watches in place for the southeast, the weather had cleared up enough for the sunshine to break through about an hour before game time. Storylines. For fans, the big question is whether they will see a preseason win for a change, as the Roughriders hadn't gotten a win in preseason play in 9 years. Their last preseason win was against Ottawa 21-17 on June 14, 2014. Whether that curse will finally lift is one of the storylines of this game. But a far bigger priority for Roughrider coaches will be to evaluate talent in a game setting following the weeks of training camp activity in Saskatoon. Smoke from the ongoing wildfires had also curtailed the green and white scrimmage in Saskatoon the previous week, but that was not expected to be an issue Sunday. One of the most closely watched roster battles is at the quarterback position. Newly acquired Trevor Harris is firmly in the number one spot, so the battle is on to determine who will be number two and three. Harris himself was back in Ohio this week where his family just welcomed a new baby, so there will be plenty of opportunity for the backups to make their case. Starting at quarterback in tonight's game is Jake Doligala, with newly acquired Shea Patterson, second-year Mason Fine, and Canadian Noah Pelletier from the University of Regina Rams next on the depth chart. The quarterbacks are expected to take turns seeing plenty of action in tonight's contest. Stay tuned throughout this season, as SaskToday.ca will provide expanded coverage of Roughriders football home game action in 2023.